But see, I spend it for the good. Bad intentions made me wishing would. Bad money, bad habits, bad timing. But I'm still in alignment. I got bad money, but see, I spend it for the good. Bad intentions made me wishing would.
Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. Right there, we've got a song, new music here on Vocalo, Bad Money by Jeff Koons and Thaisi. Hello.
What you doing? What up, though?
We have them in the studio right now discussing their latest project, Pigments. It came out September 25th. How's the project been received, you guys, like, since you dropped it?
Man, I think the reception has been very genuine. It's been pretty dope. I feel like we've got like a wide range of people listening to it. But overall, I just feel like it's been, like I said, really genuine. We put out something that we just like naturally created just from natural creativity. And I feel like the reception has mirrored that for sure.
And how long have you guys been working together? Or was it like a thing where you were friends and then you started working together?
Actually, the first time I met Jeff Koons was on our platform called NFO Ciphers. He's on episode 4, and I just never seen or heard an artist like this before, so immediately had to lock in.
Yeah, it was just like that, actually, funny enough. But the friendship just came from us working together. Mm-hmm. I feel like in life, it's real easy to either find a friend where y'all got a lot of similar interests, and then y'all just naturally become friends, or you know, you've known somebody for a long time. And I feel like for us, we just have so many similar interests, think very similarly, and the friendship blossomed from there. So
I feel like Chicago is such an artistic city, and there's so many talented musicians and producers and visual artists. Do you guys have any friends that are bad at art? Like, are there any friends? Do you guys have any friends where you're like, I love you, but we're never doing a record together, okay? Like, that's just not happening.
I'm gonna let you want to go first?
Yeah, no, all my friends are really great artists.
Thankfully, because that would be a tough conversation, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
I love you, but the songs, you know, not the songs so much.
No, I feel that. Not that I can say that I would like, you know, consider. Like a friend, you know what I mean? Like, all my friends are very good at what they do. So I can't say that per se, but, like, I've come across people definitely on my journey where it's like, nah, I mean, you know, the art is subjective. So I was like, you know, okay.
No,
I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
You said you're off air before we started the interview. Jeff Koons, you said you wish you got more questions about your name.
Yeah.
That you picked that name because you wanted more. What kind of questions did you want more of?
Like, why he spell it like that? You know,
why did you spell it?
Why did he choose to go with such a name? Being, you know, in the world that we are, those type of questions. I thought it was gonna be like real, like abrasive and like controversial. But like, nobody asked me about it really ever. I'd be like, wow, that was kind of anticlimactic.
Would you change it?
Or has it
grown on you?
No, it's definitely my name. I love it. It comes from an artist. His name is Jeff Koons, contemporary 80s artist. My favorite artist, just because his work is really loud, is bold, is bright. And I feel like my music sonically mirrors his work. You know what I'm saying? So I've done research on him when I was in school, wrote papers on him, and I got to a point where I was like, why isn't my name Jeff Koons as a rapper? Because it just makes sense. I'm a painter, and that's where it really ties in. So it's just me kind of taking homage, paying homage, but also like just mixing it with my own experience.
No, you mentioned you're a painter. I had the chance to go to your recent Think and Paint, which I kind of had no clue what I was walking into, but it was a really, really cool experience. And I mean, you guys both kind of run it a little bit for the most part. How did these come into mind? How long have you guys been doing these?
Well, Thaisi was actually like a special guest co-host for me. Normally I do them with my team, 3V and myself, but we've been doing it for man, since 2020, I would say. My first thinker paint we did was in my backyard, and it grew from there, literally. We've done it all over Chicago, schools, libraries, community events, retirement homes. We've done it in a lot of different spaces, activated in a lot of different places. And it's just been a really, really beautiful thing to see grow, because it came from like a genuine idea and me just trying to add to the people, add to the community.
Are you going to have another one soon?
Yeah, definitely. We do it there every month. So, yeah, we'll be there next month.
And for those of you that don't know, it's kind of like a sip and paint. But instead of sipping, I mean, you can sip on things, but the focus is more on thinking.
Yes.
And it was super, super therapeutic. Going back to the project, we played Bad Money. Mm-hmm. How did that one come to life?
How Bad Money came to life. I had sent Jeff the beat, and at that point, he kind of took over. I'll let you take over the story from there.
I wanted to alley-oop him in, mainly because a lot of these records, obviously Bad Money, I mean, they came from Theezy just sending me the music. I was on my way out of town, and he had already sent me a few records, and I told him, like, man, I need a few more before I hop on this plane. I just kind of want to vibe out. And Bad Money was in the pack. And, man, when I touched down on my vacation, my mind was clear. I was in a good space. And a lot of the records he had already just named. You know what I'm saying? Like, when a producer sends you beats, sometimes they got, like, you know, blah, 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 2.4 or whatever.
Sunday Candy.
Right. Some weird name. You know what I'm saying? So every record he sent me already had a name to it. And Bad Money was the name of the beat. And I started to formulate around that whole concept. Like, what is Bad Money? Like,
yeah, is why, you know, can money mean? Be bad?
Of course it can.
I don't know. Any saying? Money that goes into my account.
Oh, no, straight up. That money is good. You know what I mean? But like money, you know, I had a deep dive into what that means to me. You know what I'm saying? Bad money, bad habits, things that are associated with that topic. I was able to create more off of that idea. And that's how every record came about on the project.
I always wonder this because you guys do work together. You guys are friends. Jeff, has there ever been a track that you've heard that Theezy sent to someone else that you're like, why didn't go to me? I want that. Why'd they get that song? I wanted that song. Does that ever happen with you guys?
Theezy sends me a lot of things, but like there was, man, which record was it where I sent it to you and you was like, oh, man. I think I might have, like, somebody else might have. Was it a?
I believe it was called Routine.
Was it Middle? I think it was Middle Man.
Oh no, yeah, there is a full cut song over the Middle Man beat by another super dope Chicago artist.
And I was like, wait a minute, is this taken? Is this taken? He was like, nah. But at first, he had to double check. So it was definitely one of them moments, and it made the album, so I'm super happy that it did, because it ended up being like the whole like intro to the project. So yeah, no, Middleman was one of those records. So yeah, I'm glad that worked out for sure. That
we're gonna get to another track off of Pigments. We have Jeff Koons in the building and producer Theezy. Am I saying it wrong? I feel like I keep messing it up. I keep wanting to say Shicey. We talked about this earlier.
Yeah. Clarify.
No, you're all good. It's Theezy.
Theezy. Okay, yo. I keep saying Theezy. I don't know why I want to say that. Maybe I'm ready for the weekend. I think that's what it is.
It's support.
When we get into this next one, Avalanche, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did this track come along? Is it the same thing where you just get it? He just sends it to you and then...
So this track was actually different, funny enough. I had wrote... And this doesn't happen often. I write in spurts to where, like, I'm just writing to a lot of beats or, like, whatever is in my wheelhouse at the moment, in my lineup. And I had wrote Avalanche to a totally different record, actually. When you're coming up as an MC, you kind of taught to just write a lot to where you can put a verse to whatever. You know what I'm saying? You're like, all right, I got this verse. Damn, it don't go to this. I'll put it on this. Or, damn, I got this verse. Oh, God, I'll put it on this. We went about it in that way where I was able to put that record that I wrote to something totally different, and I put it on that beat that he sent me. And then I went and got my homie Breeze, who was an amazing, Kid Breeze, who was an amazing DJ and
friend
artist.
Of Vocalo. Yeah.
Yeah, no, straight up. Hey, shout out to Kid Breeze. Mm-hmm. I reached out to him. I was like, man, he'll sound perfect on this. He came through, slid on me, recorded the verse, and it was amazing. Just like that.
Are there any shows you guys have coming up? Any other projects that are coming up soon that people should be looking out for?
Man, we just on this Pigments wave. We are creating this world where we are trying to get as many people as possible to tune in, to understand what we're trying to do. Man, that is our mission, honestly, in the next 6 to 8 to 12 to 10 years and months and infinity and beyond.
I think that's great. I think people move on really fast from projects. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to let it sit. You have to let it set in a little bit.
No, sure. Straight up. No, there's a lot of shows coming up in the 2026.
Mm-hmm. We're almost there. Yeah.
So, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to hit the ground running in 2026. So I'm excited for that. I won't announce everything right now, but definitely got some shows lined up 2026.
Jeff Koons, Theezy, where could people follow you at?
You can follow me on Instagram, Theezy Does It, Theisy Does It. Jeff, where can they find you at?
Oh, you can find me on everything, at _ JeffKoonz.
Let's have you guys introduce this record that we're going to play right now, Avalanche.
Dang, we ain't practiced it.
I feel like you guys are professional.
Okay,
all right.
Start off.
First off, thank you, Vocalo, for having us.
There we go.
Shout out Vocalo Radio.
This is a brand new song, Avalanche, with Jeff Koons and Kid Breeze.
Yeah. Make sure y'all tune in. We are live with Vocalo Radio 91.1. Yeah.
This segment was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka. Keep up with Vocalo at vocalo.org, on Instagram at Vocalo, or on TikTok at vocalo.radio. Got the wave.